Because we didn't have refrigerators like they do now.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's when I was growing up. Now, you don't use safes now.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your milk in there, covered over with a cover.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in the coolest place that you could find in the house.
Uh-huh. What do you call old, worthless furniture? And
I call it junk.
Okay. And what do you call a room where you put old junk?
Junk room.
Okay. Every day, a good housekeeper will go around and pick things up and put them in their places and dust. And what do you call that? You say she's doing what?
She's cleaning up.
And what do you call something that that you sweep with?
A broom.
Okay. And if the broom was over there, if we couldn't see it, if that door was between us and the broom was standing in the corner, you'd say the broom's over there.
In the corner.
Yeah. And what?
Behind the door.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call, the things you have to do to clothes? You have to, if you want to keep them clean and keep them free of wrinkles, once a week or so, traditionally on Mondays, you have to do them.
Clean and press them.
Okay. And what about the ones that you don't have to take?
Wash them.
Okay. And if you're referring to those things, you might say, today I've got to do the...
washing.
Okay. Would you ever say today I've got to do the laundry?
Oh yes, I say that too.
Okay. Well, could you, would those be sort of interchangeable?
With me it would.
Uh-huh. Okay. So then, if you're talking about it, you'd say, today I've got to do the...
my laundry.
Now, what about, let's see, if you're in a two-story house, if you want to get from the first floor to the second floor, you've got to go up the
stairs.
And, let's see, what would you call that a stairway or a staircase? Or?
Well, I never, it could be called a stairway.
Uh-huh.
Or I never have heard it called a staircase, but I guess it could be called a staircase.
Well, what about stairs on the outside of a house? Would you call them anything particular?
Call them steps.
Okay. What do you call a little area at the front or the back of a house where you...
porch.
Okay.
It could be called a veranda, too.
Well, now, what would be...
Well, my term is a porch.
Well, what would be the difference? What would a veranda be?
That's the same thing, only I think a veranda's a little larger.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, what about just a little tiny one?
I've heard people call them stoops, but I don't call them that. A little tiny one.
Yeah.
Didn't even be a porch.
Well, now, are you familiar with any other names for porch? Have you ever heard them called a piazza?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Or a gallery?
Yeah. No, I have never heard them called a gallery, but I have heard them called a piazza. But I've never used that.
Okay. Well, now, does that mean anything different from any of these others, or?
Well, not to me it isn't. Okay. Just some step on.
If the door was open and you were cold, you might say to somebody, would you please?
Close the door.
Okay. And what's another word you could use besides?
Shut.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house? Okay. You know that?
Undercell.
No, I'm talking about on the walls of the house. On a